Tony Casillas. Earlier today, I was on with Tony Casillas and Ari. They were Ari Temkin and the Big 12 Radio Network on Sirius XM Radio. Been on there with them a few times. Played, of course, with the Cowboys during their Super Bowl. Two Super Bowls with them. Chiefs, Jets started out with the Falcons. Hot top pick. Number two pick all overall in the NFL draft out of Oklahoma. Played on that great 85 team that Oklahoma had. He joins us now live. Tony Casillas with Paul Catalina, David Smoak on ESPN Central Texas. Tony, as a guy that obviously played the game defensively and loved defense, what have you seen with Baylor's defense with Phil Snow that has impressed you the most?
Well, first of all, when you introduce me like that, it kind of reminds me how old I am now. But, hey, it's good to have people on the resume. It's kind of like we talked about today. I think, you know, the resiliency that they have, the ability for them to rush the passer, the ability for them to play good against the run. I mean, they're well coached. They got really good depth. And I think in today's modern-day football, I mean, you have to have good depth, but you also have to have good coaching. I think that really shows up with Matt Rhule and, as you mentioned, Phil Snow. Those guys, not only they got a skill set, they're well coached. And that's the thing that really sticks out to me when I watch them play is that they're relentless, they're disciplined, and, you know, they're patient. And I think that's hard today in college football to find those ingredients.
Tony, you see this matchup of a team with a high-flying offense and a team, that plays a lot of defense. Is this whoever wins the tug-of-war of styles, or is this one of those games that just has to settle in the middle and it'll be a little bit of each one?
I think it's important. And when you look at Oklahoma, they're going to have to start fast. I think for them, and obviously Baylor, defensively, I think it's a game that you kind of want to slow down a little bit, if you will. And I think for them, the ability to, because Oklahoma, they've been kind of sporadic. I mean, not the fact that they're, lead the nation and total offense. I mean, that's, we can't annoy that. The problem is that for Baylor, for Oklahoma, is that they have to be able to take the ball down and score. And I think for Baylor defensively, you have to kind of set the tone. And I think it's a game where Oklahoma has to come out and start fast. And for Baylor, it's all about possessions. And I think if you look at those two factors, I think that's really going to be the storyline, the narrative in this game. Which team can really, really just be patient, and especially for Oklahoma. I mean, if they can get out to a big lead, it's all about Baylor offensively. They have enough firepower to play catch-up.
Tony, you've seen what's changed in the Big 12 a little bit over the last couple of years. You still have Oklahoma putting up huge numbers. Iowa State scored 40-plus, and other teams can get into these high-wire acts. But it seems as if some of the coaching changes have changed a little bit about what the conference can now do or what they're trying to do. Did you think that the defensive mentality would be able to make or work? And again, Baylor's about to be tested tomorrow night at 6:30. Did you think it could flip that quickly where now you see more of the other?
That's interesting, too, because we talk about that all the time, is that the landscape and the reputation for Big 12, especially when they start talking about playing in the college football playoffs, is defensively they built for that run, and it seems to me, I don't know if it's anomaly or just the fact that guys, the coach decided that we got to be able to manufacture, slow the pace down. They really have done really pretty good job of that. But ultimately, I think when you have the athletes, you have the explosiveness, you have the execution, and you really have to dictate to what the outcome is going to be. That's when you can push the pedal. And so I think that's interesting about this game. I think that's a good point, because I think everyone wanted to see better, more defense played in the Big 12. And as you mentioned, man, this year they're definitely doing that.
Tony Casillas with us on ESPN Central Texas. As a guy that played with the Cowboys in the NFL as long as you have, they're up and down, 3-0, 3-3, beat Philly, and then all of a sudden last week lose to Minnesota. Your thoughts on who they are? Do you have any idea who the Cowboys might be? Do they know what their personality is 9 games into the season?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be a really, really rich man. I think that's the only thing we're always asking, you know, what we're going to get. And I think, again, for Dallas is that they're another team that here lately haven't started real fast. And they've really gotten behind the eight ball. They played a great team in Minnesota. And ultimately, there a lot of mistakes that they've made has really been self-inflicted. And I don't know. I think just when you think you got you got to figure it out, they pull a game like the Jets. They pull a game you like the Packers, and then the Minnesota game was just really offensively, especially trying to continue to run the ball when the defense wasn't giving you an opportunity to run the ball, continue to try to force things. So I don't know. I think they'll beat Detroit this weekend. I know Matthew Stafford's not playing, but nothing's etched in stone when it comes to this modern-day Dallas Cowboys team.
If you don't mind, one more final thought. What has been your reaction to what we saw with Myles Garrett against Pittsburgh and Mason Rudolph last night?
I thought it was very shocking to see something like that happen. You know, 8 seconds left in the game. You've had the whole game to game long, and you have that still within you. And I think the NFL got it right. I think, look, it's an emotional game, but it's all about respecting the guy. And I think Myles Garrett did a tremendous job last night at showing Rand its head in the head that he has no respect for anyone, especially when it comes to defenseless quarterback. So I really thought that they got it right. I hate to see it in our league, in our game, but unfortunately that's where it's gone. And, I thought the suspension was warranted, rightly so. It'd be suspended indefinitely. And hopefully something like that doesn't happen. I mean, that's basically using your helmet as a weapon and assaulting someone, especially someone that's defenseless. And I guarantee you, if Myles Garrett had a chance to think whether to do it again, he would definitely reconsider, because that's a really bad decision on his part.
It's going to be hard. Will it be hard? Or in this day and age of social media, can you wipe that away when you do come back? I mean, how hard is that? We see guys get suspended, PEDs, drugs, whatever, sexual, domestic violence, all those type of things. Is that going to be hard for him to ever be the player he was?
Well, as you know, things pass, and I think it's going to take some time. And I think ultimately there's always been an unwritten rule that once the helmet's off, the game's over. I mean, I know you get in skirmishes, you get in the heated battles, you get in the fights and practice, but seldom do you see it on a platform with millions of people watching and how barbaric and how just crazy it got. I think in time everything will be fine. I think for him it's just, he's been an offender of somewhat being a guy that's on the verge of being a dirty player. Well, he showed that last night. And I think he'll be fine, but he's going to definitely learn from the huge mistake he made. And unfortunately, we're not talking about how the Browns won last night. We're talking about Myles Garrett and watching it several thousand times on TV. And it's just a bad, bad nightmare.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Great to talk to you whenever I can with you and Ari as well on the Big 12 Radio Network Sirius XM. Tony Casillas, great player at Oklahoma.